day in Riders history with Rob Vanstone. Brought to you by Flamin' Sales.
September 24th, 1967. The Rough Riders won what the leader Post termed a safety touch symphony, registering back-to-back fourth-quarter safeties to turn a 27-24 deficit into a 28-27 victory over Calgary at Taylor Field. Ron Atchison sacked Calgary quarterback Peter Lisk in the end zone at 1:04 of the fourth quarter. Midway through the fourth, Lisk was felled for what turned out to be a game-winning safety by Atchison and Wayne Shaw. September 24, 2006, Saskatchewan beat the BC Lions 23-20 in overtime, with Kerry Joseph finding Andy Fantuz for a 12-yard score to settle matters. The Lions had created a 17-17 tie in the final minute of the fourth quarter when Paul McCallum converted a 7-yard touchdown pass from Buck Pierce to Jason Claremont.
Today in Riders history for Flamin' Sales, a family business with family values and a small town feel in Swift Current, Mooseman, Yorkton, Southie, Prince Albert, and Saskatoon.
Highlights, analysis, and the game stats so far. It's time for the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Halftime huddle from Vancouver. After the lucky Whitehead touchdown, the Riders now trail 14-9 here on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougalBay.com. And Luke, on that drive and on the previous drives, we saw three-man rushes against Michael Riley, and you'd love to see them blitz, but then Michael Riley, you blitz him and he stands in there. And this is what Jason Shivers talked about in the pregame of, he knows what we know and we know what he knows, and Riley is a tough cat to solve.
Yeah, I get that, but all things being equal, I'd rather hit Mike Riley than let him just sort of walk around the field identifying potential targets. I'd much rather have him complete passes under duress than find guys downfield. Because here's the thing, especially going into the second half, or sorry, at the end of the first half, the adjustments you make as a coaching staff and as the guys on the field, you say, okay, look, guys, when they give us this pressure package, here's what's going to be open. But if they give us this three-man front, guys, here's how we're going to break things off and adjust. Because Mike's going to buy some time by escaping the pocket and readjusting the launch point. So here's where we have to get, right? And they also have examples here. Every time he has broken out of that pocket, he's gone to his right, which also helps them say, okay, well, since he's going to his right, when he does break out of the pocket, the guys on the left, you got to come back to it. So eventually Mike's going to start getting targets farther downfield, come open organically because of the way they make the adjustments. So if you're pressuring Mike Riley, then the same things are going to be open. The quick passes right away. And what he's not going to have the opportunity is sit there and go long. Right, I'd much rather keep this offense, this BC Lions offense, operating in the intermediate, right? Because all it's gotten them, right, it hasn't gotten them, you know, what they've wanted, because they've wanted to go downfield. You've seen them take shots.
You run the risk, though, of if a guy misses a tackle, Whitehead goes to the end zone, right? So, there's the danger. How do you deal with that?
But that's the thing. Coaches can't worry about that. Coaches' job is to put the players in position to make the play. It's the player's job to then go out and execute. So if I'm a coach, for the Riders especially, one of the things I say here, if I'm Jason Shivers, is, guys, you guys are in position. Just make the play. Finish the tackle. Do what we're working on, right? Like this running into guys, right? This just sort of flopping it, guys, and trying to take out legs. Guys, we work on individual tackling all of camp and all of practice. Let's go out and execute the thing because we're in position to make that play, right? So every time you hear someone say, oh, well, you know, great players make the best coaches, or great coaches make players, it's neither. Coach's job is to get the guys in position to make the play. So when the coach dials up the right play and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders miss tackles, that's not on the coaches, that's on the players. So they've got to go and execute. So I get it, right? You're saying, well, what if we miss tackles? Well, that's the part we control.
Yeah,
right, we control whether we miss the tackle or not.
Yeah, for sure. It's something that Riley puts on you, because he is not the least bit afraid of your pressure. And if you don't bring it, he's got all the. You saw when he tiptoed the line of scrimmage and knew to just backpedal half a yard to complete the pass to Javon Gatoy. You go, this guy has got to be the most aggravating player in the entire CFL to play against. And I feel for every defensive player and defensive coordinator. It's fantastic.
And that's even more why you focus on the other side of things, making the tackle.
Oh,
because
for sure.
He is such a good quarterback. He's going to find the guy, but the guy we let him find is the guy that we can funnel him, guys to, right? It's the guy we don't want him to find, fellas, is the guy who's running open long. And he doesn't find him because he's got to rush his pass. If he gets to sit back there and go through his progressions, he's going to find him.
The standout stat of the half, Cody Fajardo, 9 of 13 for 106 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions. Riders able to move the ball, but having to settle for 3 field goals thus far. The standout stat brought to you by Reliance Heath Water Heater Rentals, now renting in Melville, Yorkton, Estevan, and Weyburn. Call today, 522-5866. The halftime rewind coming up, plus plenty more analysis and second half action. Riders trailing the Lions 14-9 after one half of play for McDougal Auctioneers and Redhead Equipment. We will return on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Breaking down the game so far, it's the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Brett Leather's kickoff is up and we are underway. Going to swing it out to him. Whitehead on the run. Breaks 2 tackles, 45-40. Whitehead, he's racing. Can Micah Tights catch him? Lucky Whitehead. A 47-yard touchdown off a swing pass. And that was what we were concerned about. 49-yard field goal attempt from the right hash for Lather. Snap good. Kick is up. He's got the distance. And he's got the field goal as well. Kyron Moore, Mitch Picton out to the right. 2 receivers to the left. Fajardo looking across the middle. Gunning for Picton across the 30. Made a man miss. 35. Mitch Picton can fake the handoff. Fajardo going deep for Skinny. Yes, at the 30. Bobbling and it's caught. Braden Lennius marked out at the 24-yard line. Riders now into the lead. They lead 9-7. Three-man pressure again, second and 13. Riley, pressure off the outside, scrambles to his right. Dubson, it's complete. It's Gatoy, 20, 15, forced out of bounds by Ed Gainey. 4 receivers to the wide side. They split the running back out to the right. Riley, three-man pressure, looking, gunning underneath for the touchdown. It's quick as can be, and it's Lucky Whitehead, and the Lions go back on top. And that is how we got here. Lions 14, Rough Riders 9. The halftime rewind brought to you by Johnston's Grain, your first and last stop for grain pricing and crop protection. Cody Fajardo, Luke, like I mentioned, so we're about 6 minutes away from the third quarter here. 9 of 13 for 106 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. I desperately want to see him complete deep balls. I desperately want more of Skinnius here right in front of us making the catch. However, he's getting hammered in this game when he tries it.
Yeah, again, this is a much better defense than the one that the Riders played week one for the BC Lions. And one of the things they're doing a good job of is actually getting some pressure there. And they're finding different ways to do it. They're not just, it's not only coming through one way. They're pressuring well. They're running some stunts with the defensive line and the linebackers. They're winning one-on-one battles. So, I would love to see Cody go downfield as well, but that's the thing, and we talked about it, for instance, when there was one play where he spun out, evaded a tackle, and found a receiver that was running a short crosser. That's what's going to get guys open, right? Because the more you start having success in the year, now the guys start readjusting with the wide receivers, and you might get one behind that manages to sneak back. But the biggest thing here is I'd love to see them start to run the ball more consistently. I really think that if they're able to get the running game going, I think that the one thing that helps them is play action against the Lions.
Right.
Because you get to, you may be able to stop the defensive backs in their backpedal, or at least pause them. Because the one thing that they're struggling with right now is creating separation. So if you get a defensive back or the linebackers spending that extra second and a half looking in the backfield because they're worried about stopping the run, that would maybe open up an opportunity to get a guy behind a guy and put some pressure on the safety. So it just depends on what these coaches want in terms of adjustments.
Yeah.
And I think that there's adjustments to be made on both sides of the football for both teams.
William Powell with 8 carries for 30 yards. Kyron Moore and Kean Schaefer-Baker both credited with a run. Those were really swing pass plays that lost them 10 yards.
And get rid of those.
Those aren't gotta go.
I get rid of them, especially. Stop. I don't want to see Schaefer-Baker or Lenius behind the line of scrimmage. I want to see those guys downfield.
That's Kyron Moore's territory, right?
Yeah. Let Kyron Moore let and again, you don't have to do it with Kyron. There's other ways to get Kyron Moore the ball. Like, for instance, you know, running them out of the backfield, things like that. Not necessarily running powers, but, hey, starting them in
a flat pattern or something.
There's tons of things you can do. Don't keep your only threats who are averaging a first down catch every time they touch the ball. Don't keep them behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. Nothing in being down 5 points should keep you from running the football if you want to run the football. So the Riders,
that's part of your identity.
Coach Dickinson will say, we want to be a power running team. Let's see if they do so in the third quarter. We got a break for the Wireless Age, your SaskTel authorized dealer, Bear Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, your Saskatchewan Party Caucus, and at Dagelman Industries. Riders down 5. The third quarter is on the way on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.